sharing the same rhythm. Lovella Ellis and Nevis Joseph. It's Lorenzo and the track entitled Head Up High.
Keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. I won't give in to the things that people say. No. Trust in the Most High.
And if I'm lucky, if I say hello, King Lorenzo, are you there?
Blessed greetings. Yes, my brother, I'm here.
Blessed greetings go on to you. Very big welcome to you to joining us here at Reggae Space. How are you?
Everything is everything, brother. Giving thanks, you know, enough respect. The pleasure to be here.
Good,
yeah,
good.
Man, nice to be in Reggae Space. Big up yourself.
Enough respect, enough respect. I'm just touching a tune from you, Head Up High, followed on from a track featuring Lovella Ellis and Nereus Joseph, Come Out to Play. It's the same rhythm, yes?
Yes, like the same track, man. Wicked, wicked tracks.
And yeah, who created the rhythm?
That rhythm is Nereus Joseph, you know.
Oh, yeah, yes.
A Nereus thing, Nereus tough, you know.
Yes, I know. I've been listening to him for years and years, and he passed through the virtual studios here at Reggae Space just a few weeks back as well.
Oh, sin. Yeah, man.
Well, I'm going to run it again and make everybody know what I want. Live in conversation right here on Reggae Space. King Lorenzo alongside yours truly, Yendis. A track's entitled Head Up High. To pull it up. I'm sorry, Lorenzo, I have to pull this one up. I see Sonia, who's in Luton right now, not far from you, booming up our shout box here. That means we just have to pull it up. You see me?
Ah, give thanks. Yeah, my respect to all the listeners, you know, because you don't know how they think like.
Goes to Sonia 58 in Luton. Large up yourself, Maggie Angel. Big up Anna the writer. Big up yourself, King Lorenzo. What a track.
Yes, my brother, give thanks. That track is from the album, you know. With me and my brother. My brother in combination, you know. That you know that I'm a smaller brother.
Okay.
Clifford Fire Henry. Yeah.
Okay, so you're keeping it in the family for this track, yeah?
Yeah, so, yeah, see, my brother now grew up different because we've been singing from my youth in the hills, you know, so we decided so we're going to feature him on this album, so we'll just link up, you know what I mean?
I see. Well, it's interesting you mentioned the hills, and I'm sure that means the hills of Jamaica, don't?
Yeah, man, the hills are sent on my right a place called Colgate, Fern Gully, right up under the bush.
All right, well, my people, them, they come from a place called Bamboo in St. Anne.
Not far from me, same way.
Is it? Right. Well, I know there's a few listeners from Mars who perhaps may not have heard of King Lorenzo. I wonder if in a few sentences you can describe who King Lorenzo is.
Well, King Lorenzo is an artist who just tries to make a positive contribution to all reggae music, you know?
Yeah.
Try to sing uplifting music. And, you know, try to motivate, inspire, educate. That's my mission. You see what I say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned that you're born in Jamaica, but a lot of people might get the impression that you're UK-based. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm based in UK for now. Yeah, for a while now, yeah. But originally I started at Jamaica, see? Everything started in Jamaica. Born and raised in St. Anne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're moving backwards and forth, or
we keep kind of we have spread the music, so we are in Europe as well. We are in UK area, Jamaica. We're trying to spread the music. I know the music is a mission, so we have to keep spreading anywhere we name call. We have to represent. You know.
Yes,
what I mean?
Yes. Now, you. This isn't your first LP. I believe it's your second. Is that right?
It's my second. My first one was called Moving Ahead.
Yeah.
That was a good big album as well for me. That started the thing for my career, you know?
Yeah, and that was somewhere around 2009 or so?
Yeah, that was the end of 2009. Yeah.
Okay. And it's a little while now since then. So what did go on in between?
Between that, now we're just traveling and doing shows in Europe and, you know, just improving on the career, you know, building up and the mentality as well and trying to show it. Direction and see which direction I want to head in the music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So between, it was 3 years, you know?
Yeah.
In that 3 years now, we kind of develop and decide that this album, we're going to make it in a special way, a unique way, which is Stronger, you know what I mean?
Well, it's an interesting title. I'm wondering what the Stronger applies to, whether you musically stronger or what we're referring to. Yeah. Why you call it Stronger?
Well, Stronger is like, musically and even as a personally as well, you know.
Okay.
Because we all have a story. We've been through a lot of things, you know, in our life and like any other person. So I mean, but it's about getting stronger. So that was a personal title for me still, you know what I mean?
Okay. So in terms of your music, you're referring to your knowledge of the music and the production.
My creativity, my knowledge, my understanding, you know, and the way I really find the way I wanna go. You know, the direction I wanna head, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm really stronger musically as well.
Lyrically as well.
You see, lyrically.
Ah, cool. So just to touch on that, you mentioned lyrics. So how you go about creating the lyrics for your tune then?
Well, you know, we don't really think about it. We just walk or a melody just come or inspiration just come, we just work with it, you know. We don't really like search and say, okay, I'm gonna create this, I'm gonna do this, I just flow with inspiration, you know what I mean, and build on it.
Okay.
I think just come naturally sometimes, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not something that you sit down and say, right, from 8 o'clock tonight I'm gonna sit down and write a tune.
No, if I do it like that, I struggle.
Is it?
Yes. I just find myself singing a song and that's the way I'm full joy, the best. I just wake up and I walk in the street and a melody just arrive and I just start singing.
Well, but let me ask you, when last time that happened to you, you know, when was the last time something come to you like, right, I think
Last night? Yeah. Last night I was singing something new. Yeah.
All right. And sometimes it comes from just out of the air, or it comes from a vibe with people, or how it go?
Sometimes I meet some people and the vibe is so right. Sometimes something negative up as well, you know.
Right.
It's just everyday situations, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So I wonder if what happened in Boston the other day, if that will impact on you or, you know, lead to some inspiration.
Yeah. You know, that the bomb thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's a thing where inspire a song as well, because, you know, we don't need that right now, you see?
Yes. Well, it's a big respect and thoughts and well wishes goes out to all those affected by the bomb in Boston the other day. It was yesterday, innit?
Yeah, not so long ago.
Okay, okay.
Yep, and that, you know, condolences to all the people and all the people who've been through that. You know, it's a thing we really want in this time.
All right. So this next album, 3 years is it come after Moving Ahead. It named Stronger. It dropped when? Last year, 2012, November time.
Yeah, in the November, yeah.
All right. And who you work with on that?
Well, on that album now, it was me and Nearest Joseph. Big up Nearest Joseph anywhere there, because I'm me and him alone work on that. And we just, in the studio, create. We do the writing and him do the music and we just create that, you know?
Boy, you have
just King Lorenzo and Nearest Joseph produce it, create it from beginning to end.
Right. So it's Nearest Joseph and the Million Dollar Voice, King Lorenzo combined.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Nearest for that.
You're comfortable with that description, Million Dollar Voice?
Well, I got that name for many years now, you know. So I'm just a feel good. Big up, Mr. Feel Good, because he's the one that stuff called the Million Dollar Voice.
Yes.
What's up?
You know, it's his birthday today.
Yeah, we shout him, man. I don't know. We can't leave him out, you know. Foundation. Big up, Mr. Feel Good. Happy Earth Strong. Anywhere you're in the world.
Yes, man. Yes. Big up, Mr. Feel Good. All the Leicester crew. We have DJ 745 with us on the bass as well. Enough respect goes out to all of them. He's been bigging you up and playing your tunes for a long time, and he always gives you a big boost, man.
I know that, man. Mr. Feel Good, man. The foundation. He started the thing for me in enough ways, you know, over England. Yeah, for real.
Right. Okay, well, let's take in the next tune. This one in name, Mighty Long Time.
All right, give thanks.
Respect. To pull it up, it's boom bang in the show box. Maggie Angel, Sonia 58, large up yourself. And this rhythm, it remind me of a Dennis Brown tune, don't?
Yeah, it's called the Foundation, isn't it? Dennis Brown. Yeah, it's an original thing. I want to take it back to the original way, you know what I mean? Grassroots, because the one heartbeat, roots music, that was the music that started everything, you know what I mean? That put Jamaica on the map, reggae music on the map. I want to bring it back that way, same way.
Well, so you're selecting some of those big rhythms from yesteryear.
See, that's like that fire. Let's get back to the basics, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Welcome goes out to Lioness of Judah. Think of yourself, Pandra, Quattro, Set of Deo, Trey.
Future, there's got to be a way for me. Yeah, I will be shining.
Lorenzo, this track, it titled Mighty Long Time, say you are wait for your things to come to fruition. Just give me an idea how long, you know, you've been in the business and making tunes.
Well, you know, I would say I've started it from I was a kid still, basically. Started in the church, you know.
Right.
But, and to the school, we start singing to the, from church to school. Then when we left school, now we start professionally, like, in 1995, I recorded my first tune, you know?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I won one of Jamaica's biggest singing contests called the Red Label Reggae Cable in St. Anne, you know? And from there, I link up with Roof Records and Barrio here, we start record from there. So I would say from 95, start recording professionally.
Okay, so it's a little while you've been waiting there. And,
a long
and you've
time,
been...
you must say mighty long time.
And and during that time, you know, you've been sharpening your tools, you know, perfecting the craft. Would you say?
Just like that, my brother. See you later.
And like you say, this entitled Stronger. So in that time, you know, you've been developing and right about now is about the right time for you to, you know, step up and be recognized worldwide, don't?
That's it, boss. That's the mission, you know what I mean? Because we've been doing the homework. We're working really hard behind the scenes, you know. I know people might not realize, but it's hard work, you know. It takes a lot, you know. So we pay the dues, as I would say. You see, man?
Right,
so,
right.
Time to deliver.
And you mentioned that you work with Nereus Joseph for producing this latest album. And I'm sure you're using real human beings to make the rhythms. Them is true.
Yes, man. Yes, Nereus take up the guitar and take up the keyboard, and we did every knock this time. We create the thing. Yes, live music, proper thing.
Well, this is it. You see, this is a little point it's a little point I say, but it's a big issue, you know, because you know you can make music with a computer, but you also can make music with real people. And how you feel about the difference between?
For me, it's a big difference still, you know, cause see the computer, it's not the same sound. It might sound a bit, but the feel is not the same, you know? Yeah. Live music is totally different. When you play the music live, this connection with the spirit is different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the music we want. We want to connect, touch people's soul and heart, you know? So we have to do it live music.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, you probably have the opportunity to use computer rhythms. You know, people making beats all the time, and you know, they spend time in their bedroom and whoo, there's a next beat. But you choose not to go that route, yeah?
No, on this album we decided that we're gonna make it live, cause as a youth growing up, the artists them like me listen to Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, I see them money with them guitar.
Right.
And like a rehearsal, you know. And these are the things we grew up listening to. That's the music I want to make, really. I want to see a live instrument. Nothing wrong with the computer still, if someone want to do it for them business. But you see, I love the live music, and you know? I love instruments, yeah?
Because you get something more from it.
As I said, the feel is different, you know?
That's right.
The spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, and the artist there, the instrumentalist, they interact with each other, you know. There's a vibe in the place, and you
can't talk to the computer.
That's right.
You have a vibe with the computer. It's all on you when you live with the computer. You have to create everything. But when you work with musician, you can talk over it and discuss things and create, you know.
Yeah. See, for me, you know, it's even good when they make mistake, and you know, when the bassman hits the wrong note, but he covers it, you know.
You see what I mean? Sometimes it's spoiled, but it turns into style, you know.
That's right.
To be the right thing, you know what I mean?
Yes. And you just can't get that with the computer thing, you know. No. All right, then. More music. I'm gonna rinse out a next track. This one named Pressure Me Hard. Where this one come from?
This one is a personal tune, cause you know we've been through it. No physical tribulation, you know, musically, you know. So we do a thing and we don't get justice. You know what I mean? So I say, them a pressure me hard. It's a personal tune.
Right.
This one is a tough tune. It's one of my favorite songs on the album. Yeah.
When you touch a little bit a cappella there, you can give me more.
Them a pressure me hard. Me no like what I gwan. No, I just can't take no more. I keep climbing up the ladder. I'll be pushing down the door. Climbing up the ladder,
take advantage. Work day and night in a sacrifice. Still they try to take I for granted. But now that I've left the table shattered, I'm gonna stand up and be counted. I've got to defend myself, not depend on no one else. They might pressure me hard, and they like what I've won. No, I just can't take no more. I'll be climbing up the ladder, I'll be pushing down the door. They might pressure me hard. Competition. It's all about the work, it's not about the fame. It's not about the material gain. Them can't stop the power, this one is ordained. As long as the sun keeps shining for us, love will pave the way for us. Tell them to live clean and generous, but them still a live dangerous. And I pressure we are, they don't like what I want. No, I just can't take no more.
Oh, another tough track, tough track. Big up yourself, Lorenzo.
Give thanks, my brother.
Big respect goes out to Nereus Joseph again. Another nice revitalized foundation rhythm.
Yeah, man.
And this one, pressure. Everybody's feeling the pressure, and you know, you just have to overcome, yes?
Yeah, it's about the way you overcome, you know, because we all go through things, but it's about how you fight back, you know what I mean? The strength you have, you know? So yeah, that's all about fighting back.
And when, you know, you're under pressure, it tends to make you stronger for the future.
See, same way. It kind of give you more strength in a way. When under pressure, it give you resolve. You want to force, more force, innit?
Yeah.
For real.
Now, we were talking a little earlier about the computer versus human being, but I read somewhere that, you know, you like to make music in Europe. I'm working with the European production houses. Are you?
You know, some people write some interviews and some articles and say that. But basically, my first album was produced by a European, and this is my second album produced by me and Eros, is Europe as well. So I can't say that's true still, but I work with Jamaica producer. I record for a lot of producers in Jamaica. Most of the producers, them, you know. So
right.
But
right,
it's just like the song that they, like some people know, is produced by European, so you see me say, but I'm not gonna say that's a lie, but no, it's not really the truth either.
okay, just to say that you're getting a little bit faint, you know, I don't know if you can get closer to the mic a little bit.
All right,
would you say there's a different approach or a different sound, or what's the difference between making music in Europe and Jamaica?
Well, you see, because my kind of music is, I love roots music, Stan.
Yeah.
And the producers, them in Europe, they deal with roots music, and the market in the people in Europe, they love roots music.
Right.
In Jamaica, there's not really like a proper place for roots music, a dancehall thing, you see me?
Yeah.
So when I'm in Jamaica, it's like it's hard to get people, the right people, them to create the roots vibe.
Uh-huh.
So that's why basically I just, where the roots is happening is Europe and uh-huh, California and these places. So that's why I and I just focus on that, because I love deliver, I like to express myself musically.
Okay. And how you feel about this move towards dancehall in Jamaica?
Well, I really don't know. I think it's just the people on the radio or whatever, because the people love roots music. It's not like Jamaican people don't love roots. But they just take what they get. And this jockey, them man, the sound man, them everybody, they pressure the dancehall, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the people just accept what they get, what they feed them with it, so they just eat it up. But right, I think roots music, they love it.
Yes, I'm sure if
they're
getting
enough, you know.
I'm sure if they were exposed to it, you know, in the same way, you know, they would love it in the same way they're loving the dancehall now.
Yes, sir, for real.
But it's true that, you know, the younger people do tend to veer a little bit away from what their fathers and their elders like.
As time goes and things evolve and, you know, the generation change and everything, but we have to keep it that way because we know that's the right way, you know, and that's what the heartbeat, reggae music is about, the heartbeat.
Yeah.
That's what Jamaica and the map, that's where reggae music started. So we have to keep it. If we make that die, the whole thing out there, you see?
Yes.
I as a youth there, who grew up and know that, I can't afford to lose that root. That's a big thing for Jamaica, roots music. If we let that die, it's like we lose the whole reggae.
Well, that's right.
I know that. No, people don't know that. The younger generation in Jamaica don't know that still. Yeah. When I travel and I realize that how much the people appreciate roots reggae music.
It's true.
What reggae music done to so much people in the world, you know?
It's true. And you know, there's enough example in Europe where you can play to massive audiences.
Yeah, man. I perform all over Europe and I feel it. I see that the people connected with the roots. And I love that, you know. So
yeah, and that's what I want to deliver. And to me, it's a little bit sad when the younger people in Jamaica don't know, you know, some of those big artists that really paved the way. They never heard.
I want to tell you, many youths in Jamaica, if you ask them about some of the foundation artists, they never hear their name before. And when I travel Europe, these are the artists that will flop stadiums and sell out concerts. You know
what I mean? That's right. That's right.
So, and the youths in Jamaica don't know them, you know.
Well, that's amazing.
It's a bit sad still, yeah.
I really feel that it's sad because if they don't really know them, you know, they're not influenced by that and they're influenced by something else.
That's the problem because they just eat up what they get, what they feel. They're not exposed to the root, to certain things, you know?
Yeah. So it's a duty of people like yourself and other artists like you, you know, to try and keep the roots and, you know, remember the foundation and bring it forward.
You can't let it die. Big up all the warriors, them, all the artists them who stand up for it too, you know, because they have enough youth out there who fight for it, who struggle. It's tough, you know, but, you know, we know it's an important thing for Jamaica and for the reggae music, you know, and for the next generation as well. We can't afford to let it go.
Because it would be easy for artists nowadays to say, well, you know, I look, see the young people, them, and they're liking a certain kind of music.
Yeah, it could be easy because me, I could just jump onto dance hall rhythm and sing something for girls or whatever. Because it's not that difficult because I can do it, you know.
Yeah.
But I look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, and it's important, you know what I mean?
Well, that's really good to hear because, you know, there are artists that are coming up now, you know, and looking to boss, as they say, you know.
Yeah, and the thing in Jamaica, every man wants a boss, every man wants a car, every man wants a house, so they will do anything. So it's not about, roll deeper. So that's the main focus for the youths.
And too often, when they follow the dancehall thing, the product that they come up with is not lasting, you know. It's only there for the week.
Substance, yeah.
Yes, lacking substance. That's right. Yes, and you know, you might hear it on the radio one week, and the next week is the next thing altogether.
That's what I'm saying. Cause the thing in Jamaica, and the rhythm lasts 3 months. You go on the rhythm, and you go on the rhythm after the rhythm release, 3 months that dead, you know.
Yeah.
But the music what I and I make right now can last it for a lifetime. Cause we want to create proper music, connect with the art and the soul, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So when I get old, I can still go on stage and sing the same song and people love it the same way. That's the mission.
That's right. So you just raised another area of discussion, you know, about the content, you know, and what you're singing about, you know. I notice with your music, it's all positive and uplifting. And too many artists nowadays, they don't really care for that, you know. They don't really have a mind for their youth who are going to be listening to the tune in years to come and say, Daddy, what are you singing about?
Yes, but I have youth, you know, and my youth, they're very clever. So when they say, Daddy, what that mean? Yeah. I suppose I can't explain to them.
That's
right. I don't want to tell them to lie and go around the corner, like, you know, hiding things or asking. You know what I mean? I want to explain exactly what I meant.
All right. Well, covered quite a few things there. I want to play a next tune. Big up to you. Very interesting conversation we have in here. Big up to everyone who's tuned in right now. I noticed Red Lion out of London is just joined us here.
Big up Red Lion, yeah.
Yeah, a big respect to all the London Massive and all the UK crew and all those in the US and the Caribbean listening in and the Germany as well. We have Italy touching in as well. Enough places to mention. This next track I want to touch is Something About You. A little bit of lover style.
Yeah, okay, I'll leave it, ladies, because love is important. Love make the world go round, don't?
Yes.
Around, yeah. See,
that you can always call on me. Cause there's something about you that really makes me come alive.
I see the ladies appreciating this track quite understandably. Big up Sonia 58 out of Luton, Lioness of Judah, big up yourself, and big up yourself Red Lion. Red Lion stating in the shout box there has been supporting your things for years and years.
For real, man. Big up Red Lion. Give thanks, for brother. At all.
And he's asking a question, which I think is a difficult question, but he's asking with who, if you can identify your favorite female artist.
My favorite female artist. You mean reggae? India Ari is a female artist I admire a lot.
Who? India Ari?
India Ari.
Ah, yes.
Because her style, you know, natural style and lyrically, she's just authentic, you know. I like that kind of musician, yeah.
Yes, that's cool. I know it's a difficult one to pick out just one name.
Yeah, you know, because I love.
Yes. So it seems to be a blend of different styles in this LP. Would you say it's a variety of different styles?
Yeah, definitely. We didn't want to make it one-dimensional.
Right.
You know? We want everyone to have their share. Like, you know, different folks, different strokes.
Yeah.
So we want everyone can relate to it, you know. So we try to make it as versatile as possible. And varied as possible, you know.
Yeah. And a song for everyone. Is that what you do?
That's it. For everyone. Because this song, Something About You, is an every rotation on RFM in Jamaica right now. They love it in Jamaica. It's going to be a big hit in Jamaica, I think, soon, yeah.
Because the rhythm, again, is familiar to a lot of people, Cottage in a Negril, don't?
Yeah. It's a big rhythm, and, you know, it's well-known. Yeah, so this song is doing well for me in Jamaica. I'm happy about that.
So how you choose, how you decide on your rhythms? Because, you know, it would seem that if you just really popular rhythms, you would hit and everybody would be happy. But some of them, you create from scratch, don't?
Yeah, sometimes you can't just go with the flow. I'm not the artist who loves to just go with the flow. I love to put my identity in it, you know, and my personality into the music. So if I feel something, I just work with it, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes the popular rhythm, I don't really feel it either. So that's the thing, you know. I just try to create and try something that I'm really happy with, you know.
Yes. That's cool. And the topic, sometimes, you know, you touch on the love songs, and sometimes you touch on the social commentary, and sometimes, you know, it's about building people up and giving them something to uplift them. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the mission, really, you know. We try to uplift, you know, and because you have different people in different situations, you know. So we try to touch as many topics as possible in the songs.
Right.
So we can reach as much people as possible. You know what I mean?
Yes. And where would you say, you know, your biggest fan base is, you know, with your experience in the business so far, where do you think that your most fans are? Is it in Europe?
Yeah, I would say in Europe, basically, yeah, and California. Because the California people, because my music, I've never been there, but I have lots of fans there for sure. People love my music in Cali.
Right.
Big up France, you know. France is a place where, you know, in Europe, it's my biggest fan base in France. Yeah.
Right. And how that work? Is that through the internet, or is through your base here and you travel and do tours
it's
here?
It's travels, you know, because I perform a lot in Europe. You know, and through over the years, you know, I build up my fan base and people appreciate, love the music.
Yeah.
And my style and my stage performance and everything, you know.
Right. Because you mentioned your style there, because, you know, you're born in Jamaica and you know, dare I say it, you know, you don't bring too much of the patois in the music and in your talking. Are you conscious that you want to be understood by a wider audience?
That's the thing, you know, we try to make sure that as much people as possible can understand my music and can relate to my music. Because some people, they know the beat and everything, but lyrically they don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
So I try to make as much people get it as possible, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So we try to make it uplifting and just and a higher quality.
Yes. I got Dag here with me right now, and she's saying yes, because she's from Germany, and you know,
yeah, give thanks, Empress. Give thanks for your work. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's true, you know. There's a lot of people that would love to really connect with the music, but there's a barrier of the language, you know.
That's the thing, and many artists don't realize that still.
Yes, true.
You know? But I know patois is our language and it's not like you're losing the roots and that, but you still got to spread it, you know. I try to get as much people to understand your message. Especially, I'm a message. I love to sing message music. So right. I want as much people to get my message as possible.
That's right.
I don't want to limit it. And, you know, the language can limit it. You know what I mean?
That's right. It don't make sense. You make music and people can't understand.
Yeah. After in the studio working and then you're going to limit it. It doesn't make sense.
That's right. That's right. So another thing about your studio and how you put together this this album, how you decide whether or not to use features, you know, and who to choose as features.
Okay. You know, especially on this album, Stronger Now, even before I started it, I pitched out what I wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Hugh Brown is featured on this album.
Yeah.
And my brother and Nereus.
Yeah.
I decided that we're going to do that long time. So.
Okay.
We just decide that's it, and just work on that. Set it and work on it.
Because too much will draw too much attention away from you and your skills and your talent, don't?
Yeah, because I've got lots to say. As you know, listen to my lyrics, I've got so much to say in this album, so I couldn't really, like, I just wanted to express myself as much as possible.
Right. All right, well, I want to draw for the title track for the album. The track entitled Stronger.
Give thanks.
The wicked and the things they say, and all the obstacles in my way. I'm getting stronger every day. I won't be afraid of the wicked and the things they say, and all the obstacles in my way. I'm getting stronger. I will stand up for what I believe in. Stand up for the things in life with meaning. And even though some people can be deceiving, I follow my heart and do what I'm feeling. I always try to stay positive. A clean heart, a free mind, no negative. I live my life like a bird in the skies. That's the way that I wanna be. So tell me why.
Why
should I be afraid? The wicked and the things they say, and all the obstacles in my way. I'm getting stronger every day. I won't be afraid of the wicked and the things they say, and all the obstacles in my way. I'm getting stronger. I never worry about tomorrow. Yesterday is the past. I've got my life today. I'm gonna live it as if it's the last. I am so grateful, I am so thankful, I'm gonna keep my joy. There's this love inside of me, no one can destroy. So tell me why should I be afraid of the wicked and the things they say, and all the obstacles in my way. I'm getting stronger every day. I won't be afraid of the wicked and the things they say, and all the obstacles in my way. I'm getting stronger.
Yes, pick up yourself, Sonia 58, boom bang in the shout box there. Large up yourself, promotants. We got pictures of yourself in the shout box, make everybody know who we're talking to, and some links going in the shout box. I'm just gonna give you the opportunity now to just big up your links and let people know how they can link you up and such.
Alright, this album we can get it on iTunes, you know. And to link up King Lorenzo, you can link me via Facebook, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Just link up anytime.
Okay, well, so you have your profile there on Facebook, and people can add you as friends, and would it be you that respond, or you have people who do that?
Yeah, I deal with my fans personally, you know.
Okay. And how you find working on the internet? You get to grips with it?
Not really, but, you know, we don't have to try. Not yet. I'm coming on still.
Yes.
It's not really my thing, but, you know, it's got to be done, so it's a part of the thing.
You find it a useful thing?
It's useful, definitely, because, you know, before, for example, when I used to do work before for people overseas, it was difficult to have to post to FedEx or UPS. Nowadays, right. Just bag, email.
That's right.
Like,
yes.
Easier, so it's much easier.
Right. So you're mainly on the Facebook. You use all them things, Reverb Nation and SoundCloud and things like that, or not?
Not really, you know. My friend have an account and we do my thing for me, but personally I don't really use no other thing better than Facebook and my email and, you know, a website.
Right.
No.
Okay. That's interesting because, you know, different people have a different attitude to it, and yeah. Maybe it's an.
I'm not so deep into that technology, the internet yet.
Yeah.
Take a lot of time as well, and more to have time for myself as well. You know what I mean?
True. And I have to say that sometimes it's an age thing. You know, people like me, you know, my age, we come after this thing, and it takes a little bit for us to get to grips with it and get comfortable with it. But it's a useful thing nonetheless. So people can hit you up on Facebook, friend you up and such. You can link you through that if you want to work with you as well?
Yes, man. No problem. Link up Facebook. And I have a version in Europe as well. Roadblock booking. They do booking for me in Europe as well. I can link him as well for shows, you know?
Ah, yes. I see that when I was looking, doing a little research. Yes. RD Block. BLKCK.
That's it, Roadblock, yeah.
Okay, yes. All right. Redline, just asking a question. Is he you're just coming off tour, but I know say you're due to tour later on this year.
Yeah, I finished. I'll be starting touring after September, the Stronger Tour. I'll be in Europe for a good time, you know, spending some time there with the people and spreading the vibes. Because since the album release, I haven't been on the road yet.
Okay.
I've been like just promoting, you know.
Yes.
Traveling, promoting. So the tour gonna start after the summer.
So why you wait till winter, man? It'd be too cold, don't?
Yeah, but it's a good time, you know, when people can focus and my fans who really, really care will come out and see. Cause that's the way it is, you know. Okay. Reggae music keep you warm no matter how cold it is.
True. So what about the festivals in Europe? There's a big thing about festivals every summer, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of festival going on. I'm supposed to be on a few festivals this summer as well.
Okay.
You know? So waiting for some confirmation and thing. But yeah, it's all good, man. We're giving thanks and the work is going on.
All right. You know? So people might be able to catch you in Europe in the summertime.
Yeah, for
one
sure.
of them shows there. All right. And you know, how you feel about doing these big you know, multi artist festivals? I guess, you know, you have the two sides, you know. Sometimes it's in a small and more intimate club with a couple hundred people that his arms reach away, and compare that with the big festivals where you're on a big old stage and the people them are so far in the distance.
It's a big difference, guys. Sometimes when you're on stage and you're not really close to the people, it's not the same vibe, you know. You can see that they're loving it and they feel it and everything, but when you're close in an intimate place and you can almost touch your fans, the vibe is so warm. Yeah, but I don't mind. That's the work. It's a mission. So no matter where we have to go and represent, you know, spread the message.
Yes. So just thinking about, you know, your performances, them. Are there any that you have done that stick in your mind as, you know, probably your best experience in terms of your music?
Jazz Sound Festival. That was the first time I did a really big festival, you know, in Europe. That was in France a few years ago. That was a big thing for me because I never sing before. Like in Europe, I've done like a big show with thousands of people, but that was like a huge couple, 35,000, 30,000, nearly 40,000 people in Europe, you know. And coming from Jamaica, I never have that audience, you know what I mean? You know, in Jamaica, you have Rebel Salute, not have so much people.
Yeah.
So the biggest show, you know what I mean? I sting, not have so much.
Yeah.
So when I touched that, I was like, when I went to the venue, I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Reggae big.
And tell me, you get nerves?
Yeah, we always, man. Even when I'm gonna sing for a small audience, I get nerves. Cause it's an important thing. If you don't have nerves, it show that you're not new human. You're too confident in the work. You know, you need a little nerves.
Right.
And once you go on it, after the first 30 seconds, nerves gone, and you get warm, and it's fun time.
okay. And what about comparing that with the studio now? You prefer in the studio or you prefer working live?
I love creating music still. I love in the studio, you know, but. But see, interacting with the people, live and direct, is one of the best feeling. When you can go out there and deliver your song and see the people really full joy in it.
Yes.
You know? And help them, and them singing line by line, you know?
Yes.
The song
that
you create and your words, your uplifting words, and them really enjoying it. And after the show, people come and say that was inspiring and stuff. That, to me, that's no comparison to that. Because you deal with people, you know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So, what you got in store in October? You say you're doing a tour.
Yeah, after the summer, people gonna know because we're gonna spread it the booking, and people gonna realize when what time the show will be taking place. But the tour, we plan it for autumn. You know,
yes,
it's gonna
yes.
be a big tour for me.
Okay, so keep an eye on your page.
Look, for all the promoters, them who are interested for booking Lorenzo, you know, you can check out. Let's link up. You know. All right. European tour coming up.
All right. So people wanting to book you, they can check you on your Facebook, and people wanting to find out where and where you're gonna perform. You keep an eye on your Facebook page.
I keep my people up to date. I keep my fan posted all the time because it's important, you know.
Yes. Yes. All right then. And next tune, I want to squeeze in one or maybe two more before you leave us tonight. This tune again, an uplifting tune entitled "Live Up."
Yes, my brother. This tune, big tune.
Anybody who touches the reggae space, concern about how much guns in the place and how much dead people every day on the news, and this one, you know, it seems like it was inspired by the reality that people seem to face on a day-to-day basis in Jamaica, some of the cities around the world. Aren't you?
Definitely. When you look around, not only in Jamaica and all over the world, you have these things happening, you know, day-to-day, as I said. So this song definitely was especially meant for that situation, you know? For
yes.
the youth, them to overstand that gun is not really the solution.
Yeah, I read somewhere that, you know, the music that you're producing is your contribution to making the world a better place.
That's it.
Yeah.
You see, I'm not a politician, you know? All I can give is my music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I try to make sure the words are open. So when somebody listen it, you know, if they really care, they can listen, and their conscience can they can connect and say, you know, that, you know,
yeah,
relate to what I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Because, you know, I would say that, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree, that music, you know, it has an influence. It's quite a powerful tool, you know, especially with the young ones, you know. If you can get them to hook into your music and the lyrics, then, you know, you're going some way to making the world a better place, don't?
Definitely, because music is a thing that spread fast, you know. Fast, cause so the words, the melody and the words and the melodies are very, very, very important. So you can spread in like one day, the world can connect with one song.
Yes.
So if the word is uplifting, the world get it fast. So you have always try to remember that. In the back of my mind, I'm writing a song, I always think that, you know, people, youths ain't gonna hear it, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm very, very grateful for you to spend some time with us. I know you're a busy person, but before you leave us, I want to give you the opportunity to big up who and who you want to big up, but also to just look at the future. Red Lines in the shout box there asking if you're preparing your next LP. I'm curious as to where you might see yourself in, say, 5 years' time or so.
Okay, really, really, really make long-term plans that way. But today, you know, Seb, the next album, basically, we started it already. It's in the pipeline. You know, we have started pitch out the ideas that we need already.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to continue making music, you know?
Uplifting
music, that's my mission. I'm not going to stop that. Not going to change for nothing. Continue making music. And we see what happens, you know what I mean?
Right.
Give thanks to the Most High and give thanks to life and try to keep healthy.
but you know, I don't want to press you a little bit on this, but what to you would be success? What would success look like?
Success really, in terms of musically, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I have lots of people over the world singing the message that I sing.
Right.
You know? You know, because I've got a few songs, I've been to certain places and people come to me and say, King Lorenzo, you know, the song that you did called Stronger or Got to Be Strong, this song, I was feeling a bad mood, you know, and I listen to this song and it's really uplift me. So if I can have loads of people saying that to me,
yeah,
that would be my success, really. It's nothing else, because the material side of it, that's automatic, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But the
yes.
message, I want to get touch as much people as possible with the message. And for me, if I can touch the world with message, that would be a big success.
Right. And the next album, you're staying in Europe to work with the people here, or are you going further afield?
I think I'm gonna mix it. I'm gonna go Jamaica with half this, you know, and Europe, Jamaica, mix it. Yeah. So I'm gonna get the blending. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you have a certain amount of success working with people like Ari Heights, don't?
Yeah, I read the first record label we worked in Europe, and we did a lot of good work, you know what I mean? So give thanks to them, for real.
Yeah.
Because they released a lot of good tunes, and they make people know me in Europe a certain way. So yes. Appreciate that still. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's really cool. And as I say, I'm really grateful for you to spend time with us, and we've had an interesting talk, and we really appreciate the music. I want to encourage people to go out and get a copy. It is available on iTunes. And before you go, you might want to just pick up one and two people. I know it's difficult to think of everybody, and it might get you into trouble if you forget.
Yeah, I just want to big up all the people who support King Lorenzo, and all the people who never know me before, who's just getting to know me, you know. I hope you like the music and continue to support. Big up Rocky Hill Center, because, you know, so I know people that listen right now, before me tell them, say, I'm going to be on Reggae Space, and them log on. So big up Colgate, Rocky Hill, St. Anne Massive, Ochi Massive. I know enough people are listening to Jamaica. Big up Jamaica, because I know our foundation.
Yeah, man.
All the England people, all over the world, man. Big up the fans and my family, friends, you know. Big up Mr. Feelgood for their birthday. Big up Red Lion, because, you know. Big up everyone for this trend, man. Big up yourself, you're this. You're big.
Yeah, enough respect goes out to you. Every time, Lorenzo. King Lorenzo. You happy with the crown?
Yes,
the crown fits you,
king of the earth, so we're not run away from that, you know what I mean? So King Lorenzo straight.
yeah man. Well, bless up yourself, and more strength to you, and more power to you, and much success to you in the future. We look forward to your next production and your next LP release, but we look we'll be on the lookout for the singles dropping every now and again like you do.
Yes, my brother. Give thanks, man. It's a pleasure to be on the Reggae Space. Big up all the listeners, them, you know. It was really nice having a chat with the eye. Big up yourself. Give thanks.
Yes, yes. Enough respect. I got one more tune I'm going to play out with. I know that we have a next DJ coming up after out of St. Lucia. Big up Selector Dubfire. Put his name in the schedule to follow on straight after me. And again, one more time, thank you for your time, King.
One love. Big up the fans. Respect. Blessed love.
Blessed be the King.
To pull that one up, it's the great Hugh Brown, if I'm not mistaken, joining you on that one. Is that so?
Yes, my brother, Hugh Brown, the foundation himself. I'm a good brethren. Big up Hugh Brown in Jamaica right now. I know him, I listen to, so big up Father Brown.
Yes, man.
Blessed be
the King. Welcome, Selector Roast Breadfruit. Big up all the New York Massive. To encourage everyone listening in right now, and if you're hearing the recording, to go out and find this LP and have it in your collection. Listening to it and taking in the message will make you stronger, not only because the LP is entitled Stronger, it has a positive message of lifting sentiments, good for the soul, mind and body.
Some people wicked like a duck, that's why.
one go record some tracks. Step up in the rhythm, make we show them that we hurt.
I said I will keep on rising, ain't nothing gonna hold me back.
Could I never?
I said I will keep on striving, nothing gonna keep me down.
Could I protect this mind?
I said I will keep on rising, nothing gonna hold me back.
Well, no way, yo.
I do hope you're still with us, Lorenzo. I know I said goodbye once, but Mr. Feelgood just touched down on the base. I don't know if you have any words for him.
Mr. Feelgood, happy earth strength again. Seeing more life, more strength, my brother. Give thanks for everything. Big up yourself.
Big up yourself, Mr. Feelgood. Glad you could just catch the last of the interview. We just say goodbye to Lorenzo once, maybe twice already, but he's still with us, and I'm glad that he's able to just hail you up and big you up, Kai. Say that you responsible for him starting and, you know, promoting and getting further in the business. Big respect to you, Mr. Feelgood. I hope you haven't been too heavily indulging in the alcohol, this being your birthday. But big up yourself, enough respect. And one more time, thank you, Lorenzo. It's been great talking to you, and more power to you in the future.
Enough respect, my brother. Give thanks, yeah? Peace, respect, and love.
Respect.
Blessing.